The title of the show is Wanderings, and you are covering a really diverse set of subject matter here in the show.
Yeah, the wanderings, it started out with the whole idea was to traveling with my dog, some of the paintings I did, just roaming around in the West, and then pretty soon we gravitated. I thought, well, if I'm going to show those, why don't we take wandering in other directions too, like wandering with subject matter and a little bit with technique also.
What draws you to a landscape? What picks out a scene in your eye and makes you want to put that down?
I would say it's the composition, just how the lines form, where the center of interest is. I've done a lot of photography over the years, and I kind of learned what settings, what pictures appeal to me, and color in the late evening, early morning light would be ideal. Though there isn't too much of that in here, but
right. Well, there is one right in front of us here. It's one of the two of the scenes leading into the Greens Camp campground here, and it's the roadway in, and you've worked on some of the light along that road.
Right. Yes, we had that was one of those rare days when we had sunshine, and the sunshine was coming from behind the behind me. Well, actually, this one is based on a picture, and sunshine was. I was shooting toward the sunshine, and the trees were blocking out the sun, but it gave a lot of shadow, which was attractive to me.
A couple of these works deal with glaciers and the LeConte Glacier and the ice in that bay there.
That's one of my favorite places. In fact, probably my favorite place around Petersburg is LeConte, and I have several paintings that I took or painted from photographs I took when we were in LeConte. I used to love to kayak in there. One of my favorite places.
Right. And how about this surf scooters over the surf here, it looks like?
Yeah, I like to do wildlife, and I'm just so intrigued with the overwintering waterfall around Petersburg, and I painted this one looking over down Frederick Sound, Coast Range in the background, and I was having trouble. I took a lot of pictures of scooters, just spent a lot of hours taking pictures of them, but really didn't get much that was of much use until Klaus Stolpe came to my rescue and emailed me some photographs of scooters, and that's kind of what made the whole painting gel. Mm-hmm. Actually, I bought that canvas in the early 1990s with the idea of doing a big wildlife picture on it, and it wasn't until a couple of years ago that I finally completed it. So.
Okay. All right, let's walk around and see a couple other pieces here. You have a number of portraits in the show as well, too, and these three we're looking at are of your daughter.
These are my daughter. Actually, Sue's Christensen has put the show together for me here, or hung it for me, and this is my daughter when she was young. She's a little girl, and then when she was growing up, just before she used to love to draw and paint, and then we got one of her when she was broken up with her boyfriend in Seattle, and I kind of felt like the paparazzi trying to take pictures of her on a beautiful evening. We got a painting out of it anyway. So,
is she a pretty willing subject?
Usually she loves to have her picture taken. That day she didn't. So,
you were driving around through the Southwest, it sounds like, and produced
right.
A lot of pieces.
Yeah, I went down to Washington State. Actually started painting in British Columbia on my way down. Went down to Washington State, Oregon, over to Nevada and Utah. I have something from New Mexico here. And traveling with my dog, and Karn would fly off and visit her cousin, and then I'd rendezvous with her later on. And so I would just go out and follow my nose and have a good time. I'd find subjects, and for a while I did a lot of watercolor sketches, and then finally I really got into the oils. So.
Is that harder to compose down there? It looks like a wide open space. Not that Alaska isn't, but... just more desolate, these pictures make me think of.
Actually, I find pictures about everywhere I look down there.
Yeah.
So, and I love the colors down there. And it was some areas you have to drive across one valley to get to the next mountain range, but I can usually find something. So, and it's a beautiful country down there. I love the light and the colors of the desert and the smells.
What is this of?
I call this one the Wrong Turn to the Rio. I was. In Taos, going through Taos, New Mexico, I got myself a room for the night and about noon, and headed off to go down to the bottom of the Grand Canyon of the Rio Grande River to do some painting. And I had a Garmin GPS device there to guide me, and Ms. Garmin told me to turn right. So, all right, I turned right, and pretty soon there was a big pile of rocks over the road. And I thought, oh, shoot, how am I ever going to get down here? So I thought, well, I'll just walk over and stick my head over the brink of the canyon and see what it looks like down there. And that's the painting that resulted. So I had a good day out of it.
I love the color depth in that. Small picture, but just an expansive scene because of all that color in there.
Yeah, it was a beautiful spot. I really enjoyed it there. So I thank Ms. Garmin for that one.